I'd like to welcome everyone out to the Emery County Community Reinvestment Agency meeting. It is Tuesday, January the 9th, 2024. It's a little bit after 10 a.m. We're at the Emery County Administrative Building, located at 75 East Main Street, Cassadel, Utah. We'll just jump right into the agenda here. The first item on the agenda is the approval of December 2023 meeting minutes. Any discussion?
I'll move to approve.
Motion.
I'll second.
Motion's been made to approve the meeting minutes by Jay Mark and seconded by Commissioner Leonard. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion passes. Item number two. This is a public hearing to receive public comment on the 2024 Emery County Community Reinvestment Agency budget and the amended 2023 Emery County Community Reinvestment Agency budget. Look for a motion to enter into public hearing.
I'll make it.
I'll second.
Motion has been made and seconded to enter into public hearing. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? We are now in a public hearing. Any comments from public on the budgets? Seeing none, I look for a motion to enter back into regular meeting.
So moved.
I'll second.
We're all in favor of going to regular meeting?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? All right, we have entered into regular meeting. Item number three, discuss, approve, deny the 2023 amended Emery County Community Reinvestment Agency budget. If anyone had a look at that.
Thanks for everyone's help putting this budget together. I know it was probably a lot of digging up.
Could I make a suggestion, just pretty minor? Down there on the expenses, water district. It's a line item. Assume that it's talking about
you might change that.
What I'm suggesting is that you specify what that is. Water district is very vague.
That should be the
who does it? It should be red.
District.
It should be Castle Valley Special Service.
It should be Emery Water Conservancy District, I believe.
Well, that it should one be, is. Right?
Where's yours at, Jake?
Ours shouldn't be on there. This is we don't get anything from this.
Oh.
Okay. We're not
so
in the county.
Emery County Water Conservancy District.
It's Emery Water Conservancy District.
Yeah, they had that, just water district, back December 2022, too, on the...
And it was just copied off your prior budget.
Previous? Yeah, that'd be good.
These budget amounts on the expenses, they're just the money that goes back to that location, right?
Correct.
The entity?
Yep, the amount of increment that goes back to each entity. And then the main change was to account for using the prior fund balance that was in the housing allocation from prior years to account for the $142,735 that you had approved payment.
Where's that at?
Yeah, where is that? Sorry.
The very bottom.
The housing project allocation?
Yeah, the housing allocation, the
there was a project over in
Fine Green print. River. Yes, down here.
So there was the $142,735. Yep. So we took this year's housing allocation, the $100,319.73.
Mm-hmm.
And then so you had to use $42,415 of the prior year allocation.
Okay.
To cover that expense. So that was the main change.
Okay.
And then while we're on that topic, if you look on the next page, so that leaves if we use that $42,000, then that leaves $38,618.50 in the housing. But then you will get this year's allocation of, I think, what,
109?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So that's kind of how that works. Yeah. Okay.
Thank you.
Do you guys see that on the budgets there on the bottom of that, where it has the $38,000 in the corner here, is what's left over in the account? That's what we're down at the bottom. That's what's left over on that page, on 24 budget. So we'll just be a touch over 150 then. For 24 for the housing allocation. Okay.
Will you remind me what the developer incentive is?
What's what they get
back?
50%.
What is it?
Was it 50%?
Yeah. Oh, that's what actually goes back to
the incentive. Yeah. Yeah.
So in most of the changes, there's a little more money, just like the solar taxes. It was budgeted $828,000, but it was actually $1,012,337. So mostly the changes just deal with, there was actually more money that came in than what was anticipated. Well, I would make a motion that we approve the 2023 amended CRA budget, County CRA.
Motion's been made to approve the amended 2023 CRA budget. Is there a second?
I'll second.
It's been seconded. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion passes. Item number 4, discuss approve deny 2024 Emory County Community Reinvestment Agency budget. Any discussion there?
To approve the 2024 Emory County Reinvestment Agency budget. I don't see any issues with it.
Oh, so I just hit me. Sorry, I'm a touch slow there. With Castle, is that going to come on?
Castle.
Or is that going to be in 25?
I don't know. I've been told this is coming on later this year sometime, but I don't know that.
She said last month it was going to be.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
I thought that was Hornshadow they were going to try and get rolling.
I think Castle's, they've got all their panels sitting in boxes over there underneath all the frames and stuff, been sitting there for a couple months. So I assume that warmer weather they'll finish. I don't know.
Put it on.
But it can be amended.
So it'll be amended, yeah.
It can be amended, so.
Okay. So the motion's been made to approve.
I'll second.
It's been seconded. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion passes. Item number 4 passes. I don't know if there's any thoughts or concerns from the board on anything. I'll open it up for that if there's any concerns or thinking or anything like that before we adjourn.
Did Just any thoughts from UAC or?
Only that we're still trying to gather up all of the documents to have a really good understanding of all of the activity or the intent. It looks like there may need to be some work done to just make sure that everyone understands and maybe clarify some of the legal documents. So we'll continue to work on that.
Like we said, we're in the, when we talk about the header, the interlocal agreements themselves do not specify an admin fee, but the participation agreement does specify a 2.5% admin fee. I don't know.
Instead of the 2,500, it would be the two.
And I remember from being involved in conversations that the intent was a 2.5% admin fee, because I know at least at the time, the conversation was that there would be enough admin fee to help further other economic development related efforts that would come from the funding. So at least my understanding at the time, that was the intent. So why that wasn't maybe made clear in some of the legal documents, I'm not sure, but that's what I recall.
Is this only Hunter? Is others projects written like that that you can find, or with the 2.5%?
We're trying to track down all of those interlocal agreements, the participation agreements. We have some budget documents that UAC had been working on, but the budget documents, we don't know if they were the official ones, and so we're trying to tie working documents to official action that was voted on and approved.
Was it just stuff that fell through the cracks because starting this off?
Not necessarily. When you're working through a project area with a developer, there's a lot of negotiations, and they usually come in pretty aggressive. And then the county, you know, as they should, would say, will justify why you need that level of increment returned back to you. And, you know, and so there's a lot of negotiations that take place during that time frame. And so that would be the reason that there's draft documents that then are amended as you go through that process.
Is the admin fee what we're paying to you guys now, or what is it? Or is
that's
it
where it
that
comes.
The county
that's
gets?
Where it comes from.
Yeah, so the contract with what we have with UAC with CRA is a document over here about how to fund that contract.
We don't get 2.5%.
Yeah,
that's yours to work with, but that's where that would be the funding source to pay, which would be a portion of that.
So the county would be able to keep some of that for their time and effort.
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly.
So would that be its own separate line item if you can, on the budget, on the expenses then, would be, or where, how?
Here. There's administrative.
Yeah, just 2,500, but you're looking at 2.5% is.
Well, the 2024 is a little bit more, 12. I don't think it's quite 2.5.
So we based that off of, and we had three different versions. One was based off of the 2,500, then one was based off the full 2.5% off of all participants. But the latest we're finding, and we were going to sit down and go through what documents the county has, is that that 2.5% is not in the interlocal agreements, so the other entities like the school district, whatever, would not be subject to that 2.5%. But the developer, the participation agreement with the developer does have that 2.5% in there. So the 50% of the developer incentive, in our opinion, would be subject to that 2.5% without having to redo interlocal agreements to have everybody subject to it. So it gives you a little more room there to cover some of those expenses without having to redo. So that's what that budget is based upon. We're going to spend some time, you know, verifying that those documents are correct. But
Commissioner Citrin, from what I remember in conversations, I thought the 2.5% came off the top of the full value.
I don't know. Commissioner Wilson did all of that CR stuff, and so I'm not. I remember the housing having to be skimmed off the top, but I don't remember 2.5% coming off the top. I remember something about the money coming from the developer, but I don't know if the developer was supposed to pay all of it.
Yeah. So that 12,000 is more like 1.25 because it's the 50 of the developer on the 2.5. Is the 2,500 part of the 12, or is that kind of to the side?
We don't know.
Okay.
We don't know if we're eventually the
2,500. That just came.
What we have so far.
Okay.
So.
All right.
So the 12,000 budget of yours is 2.5% of the
50% of
the developer. And you did find that in documentation.
We find that in the participation agreement.
Okay. All right. I'm trying to remember. Can you, and I apologize because it was October, in our agreement with UAC, with CRA, what was, and I should have remembered and I apologize, what was the agreement on the financials of that? It was like per project?
$4,000 for the agency, to help with the agency, and then $1,500 per project area.
Okay.
Today,
if you want us to work with Natalie and
the chairman, but to maybe kind of go over what projects you all have, so we make sure that we're covering everything.
Yeah, I've got time. So that 12,000 and the budget for 2024 then
should cover pretty good on
currently our the contract there, but then as those other projects kick in and they start revenue, then that would grow with that. Okay.
And other projects are not 50%. The first one was 50, and since then we started cutting them back, hoping to get down to zero. So that first one would be the only one that's 50. Horn Shadow was 40, and then I think we were trying to cut them down even more, especially after they, when they, at first they told us that they had to have this money in order to survive, but then when they came in wanting to put that one at the base of Cedar Mountain, and we told them that if they tried it, we would not give them any incentive, and they came back and said, okay, we can live with that. And we said, okay, well, that's a different story than we've been told in the past, so from now on, it'll be zero. And so we'll see where it goes from there. But they kind of slipped up and told us that they could survive without it when they wanted to fight over that down there.
Any other thoughts, concerns? All right.
We're happy to have you.
Yeah, appreciate it.
Thanks for your work, Josie, as well.
Yeah, we were just, Josie shared with us that, and maybe just for the record, we'll look further into this, but just made aware of Huntington?
Yeah,
the city project area. Where there's interlocals that exist, but the tax rate, it triggered this year, but the tax rates were not adjusted in order to collect that additional revenue that needs to be paid back in accordance with the participation agreements. So we'll work to track those down and look into that. It's my opinion that just because the county didn't trigger the tax rate or adjust the tax rate, I don't think that eliminates the responsibility that the county has. And so we'll look into that further, but I think that at some point we'll probably need to come back over the next couple months and revisit that and figure out how to remedy that situation.
Okay. Yeah. Well, look for a motion to adjourn.
I'll make that motion.
Motion's been made. All in favor?
Aye.
We're adjourned. Thank you.